Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. This is Jules.
And this is Rox. Hello again. We're back for episode three.
Crazy.
I know.
Now we're on episode three and episode two hasn't dropped. I mean, if you're watching this now, it would have already dropped. But episode two, what did you think of episode two? We talked about our careers.
Yeah, I think we were just reflecting on episode two in our career journey. I think we were speaking a lot about our previous kind of, if we can say it because we're both 32 now, it's like that was our whole 20s and we didn't really touch on what we're doing now. So we wanted to kind of be like, that's a whole decade of work experience. And what we went through them, but we didn't talk about how we felt or what
our like learning,
just the highlights, like what we learned really and how it got us to where we are now. And we didn't really talk that much about our career situation right now into detail anyway, but
So let's touch on a little bit, like, you know, when you look back at your 20s and your careers, like what did you how do you feel about it? Like, we did talk about like our journeys, but looking back at episode two, how are you feeling? Like, what are your learnings?
Good. I feel like even though there were some experiences that at the time we thought were so hard, like for example the passing out flyers on George Street for $10 an hour, I was like, wow, I can't believe I did that. And it's like, wow, I had to do that to make $10 an hour, which kind of makes me appreciate like money more, or kind of value like, you know, people could be in any job on the street or whatever, but people are working by the hour. And it's really important to know the worth of making money. And
yeah, for sure.
Learning that in our 20s, like I feel like my first few jobs when I earned money, I'd buy shoes or just waste my money, or just even learning things through managers or colleagues there, teams there, meeting friends there. Every experience I can say that I don't regret. Like everything, leaving it, you realize, oh, I learned something from it.
Yeah.
How about you? What do you feel?
Wow, that's so cool. For me, I guess like when I look back at my 20s as well, like all the jobs that I did, I think like I've never really looked at the whole timeline of all my jobs. That it's okay. I've never seen, like, I haven't said my all the jobs that I've done in a timeline like that before.
Really? Like since high school?
Yeah, like every single job. Like I talked about the internships and all that, and just having like, you know, saying everything and going through all the jobs and really like thinking about it. It made me think like, wow, I've done a lot.
Yeah,
like, I've accomplished a lot.
Yeah,
and I felt really proud of myself as well. And it's crazy because, like, I feel like when I was going through that career journey, I was feeling so lost.
Yeah,
I felt so lost, and I didn't know if I was doing the right thing. But now, when I look back, like same, like you said, I have no regrets as well. Every single job was like a learning opportunity. Every single person that I worked with, whether it was a good experience or a bad experience, I learned something about the workplace, and I also learned something about myself as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think overall, like when I look back, I'm just really grateful because it's allowed me, all those experiences have allowed me to be where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like if I hadn't had those experiences, I wouldn't have even
gone to the next thing and the next thing after that.
Yeah, I was going to say like, you know, like caught up with you initially.
So cheesy. I wouldn't have met you if I didn't experience all those years.
That's what I was like, how am I going to say this? Yeah, no, but it's true though. It's true. Like this podcast is like super, again, cheesy, but magical and really exciting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, it's all those things. Like even like the hard work that I put in, the late hours. Like I used to work till like midnight and stuff like that for my hospo jobs. And it's like those experiences, like you you become really grateful now, like even, yeah. you know, like as you said with the flyer yeah. job, like yeah. you become, you know what money, how hard it is.
How hard it was, yeah. yeah. Or how hard it is. And yeah, I think yeah. it's really important. Another thing that is interesting is because when you were doing hospo, I was doing retail, and kind of getting that customer experience and being able to talk to people and gaining confidence and meeting all sort, like all sorts of people helps you further and further just as you grow up. Do you know what yeah. I mean? You're kind of like this kid, and then you come out and you're just trying your best, and you kind of fuck up sometimes, and yeah. then but then you kind of learn, oh, okay, you shouldn't do that, or I shouldn't, you know, I can do better this way,
yeah,
or you know, how would I want to be treated if I was a customer, or whatever mm-hmm. whatever the situation is. It leads to the next thing, and like you said, so from that it was from to our marketing or content kind of roles or SEO or
mm-hmm.
even the traffic job for TV, scheduling ads, everything adds up.
Yeah.
And even like in social media or my digital marketing, it's helped us build this podcast. Mm-hmm. Like all those little skills yeah. are like just posting on Instagram or
yeah.
little design skills we've picked up yeah. from MAP. So Julia is like a pro quick editor. I'm like not as quick.
Your Instagram queen.
No, but you know, like those little things have helped us yeah. do different things.
I agree.
I think that was the worst sentence.
Like those little, I don't know. It was great to me.
Those little things. Has,
no, but it's true.
Do so many
no, but those great little. Oi, don't be so hard on yourself. No, no, like I know what you mean.
Adds up. Yeah, yeah. I feel like yeah. yeah, all those experiences add up for us to just take that tool or whatever it is we mm. can, and we just apply it.
And know? The thing and is, easy. You don't notice it. Like when yeah. those little things are building up, you don't know. Like you're just like, what am I doing? Like you yeah, don't yeah. know.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're so used to like, you know, I feel like in life we're so used to having things be linear.
Yeah.
And when it's not clear, it's like murky. Yeah. It is adding up, but you just can't see it yet. And yeah. I think that's where you just have to trust.
Yeah.
Like trust yourself. Because
if we really think about it, like if we're trying to like make ourselves feel more confident yeah. about the situation, it's just interesting. We're like set. We just set up this whole like – set up. It's a production. It's a mini production set, and you know we're filming. We're doing the proper audio. We're trying. We did the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have snacks.
Yeah.
Like it's a, you know, and we're thinking of topics. We're thinking of genuine, authentic content, like yeah. stuff we want to talk about, and things we hope you'll relate to.
Yeah.
So even just that process is probably everything we've done before accumulated. And yeah. then like. And then yeah. we're like talking about our experiences. So yeah. it's just coming together.
It's like it's crazy. It's like
the ingredients.
Yeah, it's a big Asian soup. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Are we in Asian soup? Oh my god. Okay, let's not go there.
Okay, Oh my god. Anyways, I really like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like you keep adding in all these. Oh, yeah. Do we want to go there?
No. But it's true because the longer something goes for, the more flavor.
That's so
true. You can't just do a quick. You can do packet miso or you can do proper miso.
Yeah, and sometimes you might put in a crap ingredient like celery. Sorry to all the celery haters out there.
Oh, but celery has so much flavor.
It does. But like you might think like celery is a crap ingredient or something. Yeah, you put it in. But like you put all these other things in and
it was important.
And it all adds flavor. Yeah. And you end up with a good soup, right?
It's so true. Mm-hmm. Every little thing you put in.
Yeah. Wow.
Like where we weren't planning
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we did not plan that.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
That's a good like wrap up from last and then into this one about our theme for today is really like about confidence and how, you know, our career has also given us confidence or how our confidence has grown as we've grown. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, it's like a constant thing I'm working on. Like, how to say it? You need to keep working on it or it kind of like drops, yeah. right? Like,
yeah.
it's like these little things you do give you a bit, keep you at that level or
yeah
just also staying humble and so you think you can learn more and you keep trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah
I totally agree with you when you said it's something you have to keep working on.
Yeah,
it's like, it's a bit cliche, but like it's a muscle you have to keep
exercising
that confidence muscle,
yeah,
or it's gonna become not a strong muscle, a weak muscle.
Because sometimes like your negative or insecure self-talk is really strong. Well, mine is. It can be. And if you don't like counter that and fight yourself, you're gonna just go down. I'm just gonna be real negative and like, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I totally know what you mean. So what are some ways that you what are some ways that you felt like you found confidence, like growing mm-hmm. that confidence muscle? Mm-hmm. Let me know if you want to change that metaphor. But
I think like prior to Asian Soup Podcast, something else that gave me a lot of confidence was starting Kin. So I started Kin in Hong Kong. Probably 2-3 years ago now, and we didn't really – well, this was with my best friend from Hong Kong, Kendra. So, hi, Kendra. We met at one of our jobs actually in Hong Kong, and we were colleagues, and we'd get lunch together, and every day we'd be like, oh, like, what did you do? And she's from a fashion background as well, from New York, and I was from a fashion background but from Sydney. So we had so much in common, but – she was in design still and she loves design and I was in marketing.
Mm.
But we'd have these lunches and we'd talk about our dreams and talk about our mini frustrations about fast fashion and, you know, how we always wanted to start a brand. Well, she wanted to start a brand and I always wanted to kind of start something and do the marketing stuff behind it and the kind of business, like, branding kind of thing. And then, yeah, it was similar to how we started Asian Soon Podcast, because she had Kin already as a brand and clothing label in mind. And she was like, but I don't know how to start it, or, you know, I don't know, something like that. And then I was like, how about I do the marketing and the e-com side and the social side and stuff. And I was like, you focus on designing and production and
design
the creative stuff. And we kind of just used our strengths from our previous experiences that led us to each other, and then we were just like, let's do it. And then we did it. And,
you know, we did it.
We did it. We're doing it still. And really, it, you know, it's a very small brand. I shouldn't say that, but it is small in the sense of, you know, comparing to other bigger brands. But just doing everything together and ticking those boxes together, like, oh, registering a business, opening a bank account, recently, like, you know, settle our taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big headache that we did at Kendra. So props to us. Selling our first order on Shopify, or holding our first pop-up earlier this year, having our launch party, that was so fun. And it's just like this crazy accelerated growth from doing that on the side, because we're both working full-time, which is already very time-consuming. So we'd commit like a Wednesday night call, and then a Sunday, every Sunday I'd be at her parents' house. So that's where the soup came from.
Oh,
yeah.
So salmon head soup.
Salmon head soup.
From episode
fish
one.
Head soup.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Uncle Raymond. Hey, Auntie Benny. Hey, Alex. The family, Kennex, everyone, Lee, Momo. So, yeah, they're like, it's quite emotional because, like, I feel like, because I was at her place so much. just you became like that was a like a daughter. Little
office. Like, yeah, I was just this random person in their family, but like I was working with Kendra on Kin. So yeah, it was just really nice to have this like other family be so accepting. And I spent like a Christmas with them, which was really fun because I was alone that year and I wasn't in Australia. So that was like really sweet. So yeah, that whole Kin experience. And even now, like we're having a pop-up in Hong Kong today.
Today.
In Sei Kong. And
multitasker Wonder Woman right here, guys.
No, but it's just like, it's just so wow that you can do things. Like if you just put your mind to it and if you organize your time and if you really want to do something, you can.
Yeah.
And it's so rewarding. Like when we first sold things to our friends, like, oh, wow, our friends want this. Awesome. And then it wasn't until, oh, do you know this person who just bought something online? No. Do you? No.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Like oh, my God. It's just we like, made it. Wow. Yeah. And even like at pop-ups, like, oh, my gosh, we sold this much. Or we're just so happy selling anything or anyone liking our stuff. Yeah. So thank you to all the Kin supporters out there. Yeah, really grateful. And we've been learning a lot along the way and still learning. So
Yeah, you mentioned before, like, we started recording this podcast.
Yeah.
That it's something that actually has brought a lot of confidence to you.
Yeah.
Do you want to like talk about that a little bit? Like how did this project coming to life make you more confident?
I think it's interesting because it's kind of separate to career or your main full-time job confidence, because that one, you know, you get paid for it. And you put in, you know, the 8 hours or 9 hours a day for it. You get there, you have a team, like you have your company goals and you're doing your work and you know what you're doing, or you're learning and you're working with your manager on what you're doing and your team. And that gives you another sense of confidence, right? Mm-hmm. And that stability of making money or whatever it might be. But then this other thing is like, Kin to me was, and to Kendra as well, was kind of like realizing our love for fashion or our fashion dream we had all along when we were younger and wanting to do fashion. And actually right now we're both not working in fashion.
Really? Even Kendra?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that. In branding now.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm talking about your luck today. So don't be shy. It's okay. But yeah, she's in branding now. She's amazing. Wow. Like, she does all the kind of creative and stuff for like a educational kind of place, which is really inspiring because she gets to learn so much. Mm-hmm. But it's really interesting that we're both not in fashion. And that's then crazy. Now we're happy to have our fashion baby be Kin and keep being creative in that way. So how it links to confidence is that it gave me a creative outlet, or it gave us a creative outlet. So ticking those things off and making those sales or holding these events, like, we didn't know anything about pop-ups until we were involved this year. And after doing the launch party, so many people came. We're like, wow, like, people actually care about us and want to buy stuff. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So all those little things add to us growing more confidence to keep going as well. It's like, oh, we're doing something and it's going in the right direction, or even more surprised than what I had expected. Like, you know, at the start, even with this podcast, we're just doing it.
Yeah.
And then we didn't expect so many views. And then when we get there, we're like, oh, wow. Yeah. Do you feel more confident about keeping this podcast going? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I do feel more confident, like, that, because one of the goals is for us was to connect to people.
Yeah.
And being able to achieve that goal, I think that is why I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So we're actually doing something kind of right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, but with the confidence thing, do you think it's like, Is it like the validation you get from the people because they're buying your stuff that's giving you confidence? Or is it the fact that you did it? Like you just did it. Like would you have still felt great if you did it and no one turned up?
I think so. Mm. I think even like when we get our first samples or even the website, when it went live, we're like, well, wow, we did it. Like the payment method works. We were like, oh my gosh, we did so, like, we'll just be already happy with those small things.
Yeah, like a little technical win or
That we're like, oh wow, we figured out the store, or wow, we like posted on Instagram, mm-hmm. or wow, we have this many styles, even though we don't have that many styles, but it's like we made that still. Yeah. So we're still really happy. And even the tote bags was just mm-hmm. like the tote bags idea was just let's get something out and start selling something mm-hmm. just to try. And it sold out.
Wow. Like,
and we've restocked a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh so my God. They're good like, tote bags. What the hell?
That wasn't even like our main idea. We just wanted to put something out there while the clothes was coming, mm-hmm. like in production at the time.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Even that, it's just like, okay, cool. Let's keep going. So,
wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's similar to our podcast as well.
So similar.
Like, you know how you said that it was just more the fact that you did it?
Yeah.
I think for like even me with like this podcast. Like we both
kind of congratulate each other. Yeah. We'd be like, oh, good job.
Milestone. We've got another milestone. Yeah, put it in the Notion document.
No one else knows about the little things we do behind the scenes. But it's just like, oh, wow, we did it.
Yeah.
Like we figured out the bank account. That took forever.
Yeah, your tax like,
little
stuff.
Things. Yeah.
I think it's like doing it is like the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And then having the customer buy you know, a kin dress or having a viewer leave a comment on our videos or on our Instagram account or sending us a DM.
It's like, wow.
It's a bonus.
Yeah, it's a bonus. Exactly. Because we're already doing it. We already committed to recording this podcast.
Yeah. Even if no one was going to watch it, we were committed to how many, like at least, we said 6, but then we went to 100 really quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same. Yeah. It's very similar because mm-hmm. we're already... We thought we'll just put these few styles out. If mm-hmm. they sell, they sell. If they don't, we don't or whatever. So, we already said we'd do it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something really powerful about like first figuring out like what is important to you. And for mm-hmm. you, it was like you love fashion, but you weren't happy with the fast fashion
industry. Exactly. Yeah.
So you'd created your own thing that's meaningful to you. So
yeah.
I think that's like number one, like figuring out what that is, like your – what, you know, what makes you, you know, have that fire?
Yes.
And then secondly, you need like, the fire. Yeah, you need the fire. Like what makes you, I want to just do something. Do it. I'm not happy with this. I want to do this.
Yeah.
And then the second thing I feel like it's like just coming up with a plan, like from that problem that you have, turn it into something, whether it's like a podcast or mm-hmm. a Shopify store or like making dresses or mm-hmm. throwing dinner parties or whatever it is. Yeah. It's like just coming up with a plan.
Yeah.
And it's great having a partner, by the way, that it really helps, right? Really helps someone with the same vision that mm-hmm. you, like that same problem that you see in step one. And then I think the third step is like just doing it. Yeah, that's why every time you say let's do it, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I get so excited because like, I don't know, I'm such a do it person as well, and having someone who's like just equally as like crazy
but
with
you actually dreams. Do it as well. Like you what do it, mean? You do it. You like I say let's do it, but she actually really, really does it.
What do you mean?
Like you're like getting all the lights. Like you do a lot. I don't know how to say it.
But that's we're how both I doing think it. Of you.
Yeah, we're both doing it.
Yeah, that's how I think of you as well. Yeah. Like you do it. And that's why when someone, I don't know, the let's do it line, I can freaking get a tattooed on me. Gets me.
We could. No, but I think like you won't know until you do it. Like you won't know until you try. So let's just try. Yeah. And then if it's shit, then whatever.
Yeah.
At least we did it.
Yeah, we did
it. At least I died doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that kind of
if
like
you want it.
The crazy thing is like even with this podcast, we've been getting – okay, should we say
– Oh, yeah, we're going like, around in circles right now. All right, no.
I think it's good. Like, okay. I think it's like we've been getting comments, right?
Okay, yeah.
But firstly – Thank you to everyone.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Thank you to everyone who's listened.
Thank you so much.
I can't even.
We're quite shocked at even having friends listen to us. We're like, wow.
Even friends listening to us.
Friends are giving us an hour. Like,
yeah, that's a long time.
We wanted to do 30 to 40. We're trying to be better. But we keep fluffing around.
We were like, yep, this is going to be a 30 to 45 minute podcast. Every time, well, not every time, two out of the three times, over 1 hour. I mean, episode one, I cut it down. That's why it's a bit choppy, but it's just impossible because if you really want to
get deep,
you need to talk for at least an hour.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you everyone for listening and tuning in and even just giving us feedback on what they thought. Some of it was really helpful ones, get LED lights.
Yes, get lights.
So good.
Remove our laptops.
They're gone now.
We should eat a snack. We should have done that at the beginning.
It's okay.
Sorry. Yeah, it's okay. Hungry? So what are these snacks today? Today, honestly, the snacks, it's Tim Tams again. I know a lot of people noticed. But this is my favorite Tim Tam flavor.
What? What flavor is it?
Double chocolate.
Oh.
Double chocolate is very different to single chocolate.
Cry, I'm just digging in.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to put it back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it back.
Okay, you can keep talking. I'm going to finish this.
They're great, by the way. Okay, so we took on the feedback to eat the snacks because that was one of the things that Rox's friend said, are you going to eat what's in front of you? We do. But to be honest, when we're recording, we get sucked in. It's like a freaking black hole or something. I get so into it and I get nervous as well. It's different. What you see and what it really feels like, it's different. So, yeah, my mouth gets a little bit dry and stuff. when I'm feeling a bit nervous. We do eat it afterwards or before, we smash it. Episode one, I smashed half of the Tim Tams because I was so nervous and hungry.
These are our favorite chips. Mission
the chili and lime flavor. You have to go to the Mexican section, not the corn chip, not the chip section to find these. Just saying. So as we were saying, thank you to everyone who was who've been commenting and watching our podcast. It really is crazy. It's definitely way beyond my expectations. A huge milestone for us was when we actually had one viewer who we both didn't know. So most of the people who've been commenting have been from our friends that we've learnt, met along the way. But we had our very first, maybe I'll ask her if it's all right. But we had our first listener.
Yeah.
And she followed us on Instagram as well. Mm. And just, I don't know, it was crazy. She lives in the US. America. Yeah. And she said that she found our podcast at the perfect time for her. Yeah. And I screenshot it.
Dude, we've only released one episode out there.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that we're just trying to take a moment now to appreciate oh wow, we're doing okay. We just need to keep going. And
yeah,
her saying that was what?
I know.
Is someone in the US listening to us?
I know. Because that was one of our goals, remember? We said if we could touch even just one person that we don't know.
Yeah.
That is enough.
Yeah. And that's already we've already done it.
Yeah.
We made it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I screenshotted that and I just sent it to Rox because
I was so
surprised. How did you feel?
Are you talking about? This is crazy. We only had one out at the time.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
It's a crazy feeling. And then I've also had some friends, I don't know, just say thank you.
She's going to cry.
She's going to cry.
When you told me she was crying. But tell us about.
Oh, no, I was going to say about the friends who said that we're brave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had some people message me I don't know. Am I allowed to say names? I don't know why I'm asking you, but I'm just going to say it. Susan and yeah, Susan, one of these. My friend Susan was like saying, like, it's so brave what you're doing. I can't believe you guys are doing it. It's really like courageous. And I don't know, that made me think a bit, because for me, at least, and for you, right, it wasn't really a bravery thing or something. I don't know. It wasn't like we didn't. I don't know. It wasn't.
Because for us, this is like about sharing real stories and just sharing our experiences. Like for us, we already know that stuff. So we don't feel like, I don't really feel brave. I'm just like, oh, I'm embarrassed. Like, what am I doing? Why am I putting myself out there? But whatever, let's just do it. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But when friends say that, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah. I have you. To like ask, like, which part is brave? Is it the camera, being in front of the camera, or is it the sharing the stories part? Like, I don't, even now, I don't really know exactly which part is brave. But I think this sort of goes back to like what we were saying about our career journeys in our 20s, like all the things that we did. It's sort of like one of the things that I did was for Ramen Party, we used to film vlogs.
Mm.
And I think that really helped me really confident to speak in front of the camera. Okay, not really confident, mm-hmm. but just get over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even like hearing my voice. Yeah. I don't know about you.
I used to hate my voice.
Oh my God, me too. I used to hate it. I used to think that.
Everyone hates their own voice. Yeah. But unless you're like really good at singing or something.
Or like a voiceover person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just felt like I really hated my voice. And mm-hmm. then the weirdest thing was like when episode one dropped, people were saying that we have nice voices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or that our voices complement each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My friend was like, oh, thank God. Thank God you guys don't have annoying voices. Oh. Not like that, but like she was like, you guys have good voices, because sometimes, you know, you might not want to listen to something. But anyways, maybe that's like just a personal choice. Maybe mm-hmm. some people find our voices and accents super annoying, and that's fine too.
I think our voices can be annoying. I think it's the mic. Guys, if you ever want to start a podcast, invest in a good mic, because having good audio is super important. I really mm-hmm. think like my voice isn't nice at yeah. all, but yeah. I think the mic
yeah.
makes it duper.
And this isn't even that expensive. So yeah. like it's just getting an okay mic.
Yeah.
And yeah. makes a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, like I think maybe because I kind of overcome those like little fears in my 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, this podcast wasn't a scary thing for me.
Yeah.
It just felt really natural, and mm-hmm. I don't know, we're just focusing on the next thing, like
yeah.
buying the next mic yeah. or like
when are we recording our next episode? Yeah. Like how we, you know, setting up this new studio.
Yeah. Our focus is there. Yeah. Not
we just
so
keep
much.
Doing. Yeah, yeah. Just keep doing. And yeah, hopefully people like it. And if they do, we'll keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really interesting because like putting myself out there, like you said, with vlogging, I had that with Kin because we didn't really have much budget to get a model, and we were just like, okay, let's just take the photos on ourselves when we first launched, and just posting more, like you said, like on LinkedIn or sharing with friends what I'm doing with Kin, because I was already putting myself out there and like shamelessly promoting myself that yeah. this is just another thing that I'm yeah. shamelessly yeah. promoting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think one thing that really helped me actually is the book Show Your Work.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched it. I mean, read it.
By Austin Kleon. I think mm-hmm. that book was a bit of a game changer for me, because mm-hmm. that book is about, I don't know, just like not being afraid to show your work. And like, yeah. I don't know. Guys, check it out. It's a really, really great book. And I would say that this podcast is like me showing my work,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like the work of a podcast. The podcast is just the medium. Mm-hmm. The work that we are showing is, you know, all our learnings from our careers, like in our 20s,
yeah, yeah.
Even about like mental health or like yeah. what we've learned about ourselves,
mm-hmm.
Like the work, like you said, like the confidence muscle, like that mm-hmm. kind of work. And
you said that.
Did I say that?
You said the confidence muscle.
No, I said the muscle, but you said confidence is work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it takes work.
That was very deep. True. I like that one. Yeah, so
you give
like
me
that's
every compliment.
You deserve it. Yeah, so I think like if you find something that you really, I don't know, something that you're working on and you want to show it, do it.
Do it.
Whatever medium it is, podcast, YouTube video, writing or whatever. Like, yeah. Yeah, show it because people want to hear what you've learned.
Yeah. It's surprising because you think people don't care, but generally people who care about you or even people you didn't even know would care, find it interesting or find it inspiring. Or yeah, some friends were saying to me that, oh, it's really inspiring that you're doing this podcast. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we haven't even done much yet. Yeah. Like, to me, I'm like, at that point, I was like, or even sometimes when I don't stop to appreciate what we have accomplished,
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, I haven't really done much, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, it's nice that someone thinks that this is inspiring. Maybe yeah. it can inspire them to start something or, you know, maybe they're passionate about something. And it's just like, oh, like that's nice, right?
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's crazy because you don't even plan to inspire people.
Yeah. I'm just trying to inspire myself right now.
Yeah, if anything, we're doing it more for ourselves, yeah. like to just, I don't know.
Have fun.
And have like an outlet.
Yeah, outlet. But we like to talk, I guess.
We can talk forever. I think maybe as a sort of last sort of topic, mm-hmm. we can just brush upon like or talk about
mm-hmm.
things that make us confident, like definitely this podcast, showing mm-hmm. your work and like having like side projects and stuff that. But is there anything else?
What else?
What else makes you like makes you feel more confident?
Yeah. I think things like exercise, I haven't been very good lately, but like a couple years ago when I did get into yoga, or that was one example like of being more confident in myself and realizing like, oh, okay, like my body can be strong too, or you know, if I am consistent at something, then I can see results and I can have a clearer mind. Like that's what it gave me. And this might sound silly, but yeah, doing little things by yourself also give me confidence. Maybe like at the time I didn't feel, might not have felt that confident in myself and just being by myself and being independent, then doing more things by yourself, like whether it be watching a movie by yourself at the cinemas or eating at a restaurant alone, or going to the beach alone, or just doing activities like going to the art gallery alone, like doing those little things by myself gave me more confidence to be like, I'm okay by myself. And I can still be happy by myself and find my own. Yeah, it's not always about like how to say this, how to say this without sounding crazy. Like it's not always about relying on hanging out with friends or family or your boyfriend or something. It's like, okay, I'm able to like do an activity on my own and that's okay. Like I don't know, I think when I was younger I was more like attached to people or that kind of helped me.
I totally agree. Like I had some like similar, I mean exactly had exactly the same thing, like the yoga, watching a movie by yourself, going for dinner by yourself, going to the beach by yourself. I did all of that, so I totally know what you're saying. I guess what I was gonna ask you is like what I lost my train of thought. Wait, hang on. What I was gonna ask you is why did those activities bring you confidence?
I don't know. That's a great question. Okay, another great thing that Julia does is she really delves into like why. Like I think
you mean like even with the podcast?
No, the podcast, but even like I think I've noticed like even when you talk about like your friendships and stuff, like you're very easy to connect to because you like you're genuinely curious about stuff and you get really deep really quickly. But you asking that, I'm like, I don't know. So I need to think about it. But I feel like maybe doing those things by yourself, it's like, okay, you have time by yourself to think about or reflect. And, you know, having time to yourself is a form of self-care, right? And then when you're so busy or if you schedule your time or with heaps of things, it's like you don't get that downtime to just be like, this is okay, like I'm good, mm-hmm. I'm just like by myself, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I don't know. Do you know? What do you think? What do you think those things? Why does doing something by yourself make you more confident? That's so weird.
I know, it's such a weird question. I don't know. I asked because I wanted to know because I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of an example, but like maybe, you know, maybe if you think about, this is just an example of like, my boyfriend's nephews, he was telling me a story, like his nephew was a baby and there's this video and he's a baby and he's like really cute, but he falls down and then he starts crying automatically because he was a baby, like I think him and his dad like kind of just left, or his granddad like just left him, like didn't give him any attention. But then he just picked himself up and just didn't cry.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you realize that you can do things yourself, and he was like, oh, I'm fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's empowering knowing that you can do it by yourself, because in your body, like, it's just you and yourself. Like, you don't have your whoever you depend on, whatever, like, attached to you. In the end, it's just you, your body, your mind, you know, and knowing that you don't need anyone else or anything else.
Yeah.
It's freaking really empowering thing.
Yeah. But even with like so many things, with it just in life in general, like no one can force you to do anything, right? Like it's just up to you. You are in control of yourself. Like you have power to control what you do and what you put out there, how you live your life. That's your choice. Yeah. No one else can do that for you. So maybe that's why it's like the power of like doing things on your own and gaining that confidence, because I'm just me. I'm not you. I can't, like, you know, that's just this life. Is that really?
I think I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll rewatch it and
the power of yourself.
Yeah, because you're the driver. You're in the driver's seat.
No one can do it for you.
Yeah.
No one else can do anything for you.
Yeah.
Like, they can help you and support you and give you things. Oh, and give you things. But they can't actually, like, you have to do it, whatever it is.
Yeah. And sometimes that's why I love this, like, maybe you're the main character of the movie. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that movement. Not really movement, but that concept.
Okay, you need to explain it.
Look up, like, on YouTube, you're the main character of your life.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that.
Yeah, it's like, for some reason, I think a lot of the times I felt like I was maybe the sidekick.
Of your own life?
Yeah, of someone. Like, of whose life? I don't know, just like a sidekick.
You didn't feel like the main person?
Yeah, I would feel like I'm not the main person. I'm like someone's sidekick.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know. But I was just never the main person. And then now I'm like, that's why I love this, like, ooh, I'm the main character.
Yeah.
Because it's, I'm like, I am the main character. I'm in the driver's seat. I am in control. Like, this is my movie, you know? And I think there's something really, empowering about that, because you realize, like, holy crap, no one else can do it for me. I'm literally just saying what you said in a different way. But have a look into the main character.
I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, it's really cool. There's like, it was like a lot of different people were creating YouTube videos around it. And whenever I feel like, oh, I feel a little bit like lost or helpless, like that reminding myself I'm the main character. What would the main character do?
That's really cute. Like, that's really cool. I feel like maybe when I was younger or less confident, I'd probably be like, I'm the main character, but nothing's really happening and I'm kind of boring sucks. Like, that's probably like,
well, I know I'm you're a
shitty
bit
main
of a,
character. Like, I, that's probably what I was
thinking.
I feel
like, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a bit of a Disney person, right?
I guess, yeah.
I feel like you're, I don't know.
I'm very, like.
Are you, with the main character, though, are you the girl that's waiting at the top of the tower waiting for someone to come rescue you? Or are you the, you know, Mulan? Are you Mulan or are you Cinderella? Oh. I mean, Rapunzel. It depends. Like, what is, what kind of main?
I can't base it off Disney. They're not that relatable in my real life. But it would be nice to be Cinderella. No, wait. Or Cinderella? any princess.
Yeah, so even with the main characters, there's like different types of main characters.
Yeah.
You've got like the princesses or like you've got the female lead who's typically, I mean, it's changing now, but normally it's the man that is the main character,
you know,
and the girl is just the sidekick.
Oh my gosh, that's what you mean by sidekick.
Yeah. What did you think? Did you think?
I just thought you were just a sidekick in general to someone random. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it is a sidekick.
Oh, that's so interesting.
That's why, like, it's really confusing because, like, you watch media, you consume all this media, and having these like really strong female leads, that's really empowering because you're like, holy crap, like that is me, that could be me. But if you watch a lot of movies where, like, you know, the woman has to be swept off their feet
oh my god, I feel like I'm like that. I think I'm like the princess who's waiting for someone to kiss me or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm definitely not that person. I'm like the I want to be like the prince. Mulan.
Oh, cool.
Prince Charming. Interesting. There's a lot to think about there.
Yeah. What other things do you, have you done that have given you more confidence?
Yeah, so the confidence thing, I think, yeah, finding what you said, 100% agree with you what you said about finding like little joys in my life. So I used to like love watching Ondo. Ondo is like a YouTuber and she just like lives by herself and she just finds all these like cute activities to do by herself. Like, she doesn't need anyone. She would have friends that come over, but like, she would like in the beginning of the day, she would say something like, today I am going to stay home all day. I'm so excited. Good.
Yeah.
And to me, that would be like, as an extrovert, I would, I couldn't understand that. I'm like, why would you want to stay home all day? That's like, you need to be outside, you know, being active, get some sun on you, go for a swim or like, you know, socialize, like make meaningful memories.
Yeah.
But then there's this chick at, you know, in Korea who's like, oh, I'm going to just stay home and not going to step outside once today. And I'm just like, what? But then like, she'll show what she does in her day.
Yeah.
She'll do all these like fun activities. Like, she would sew. She'll be like, okay, I bought this material. Like, she'll prepare. She prepares for that day at home. Home day.
Yeah.
So she'll be like, I bought this material like last week so I could do my sewing today.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'll make like these cute pouches.
Wow. That, oh, that's like, what you made.
My pouch.
Where is it?
And like, I taught myself how to make this. Like, and it's like fully lined on the inside as well. So it's like reversible. So I just got like off cuts. I even made straps.
So cute.
And like, it was just like so empowering. Like, cause something like making things is like something that I think is like really cool, like hand making things.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never knew how to, like, I just never understood how people made time to do like crafts at home, like painting. You know, there's people that just like I'm like writing my book, that's what I did before. You know, in the day, or like, oh yeah, yeah, I was just doing some watercolor, you know. I wanted to be like that person.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
seeing Ondo like do that, I'm like, oh, that's how you do it. You plan like yeah. to do it, you know.
And then you plan to do that.
Yeah, so I planned it. Like I bought material and stuff like that. And yeah, other things that she would do is like she'll already have bought ingredients to cook herself a meal.
Oh,
like already.
I feel like cooking a meal gives me confidence too. I'm like, wow, that was
ultimate self care, right? It's like you're cooking just for you. So like actually buying, going out to buy the ingredients, like you would prepare a party for, you know, friends coming over, or someone really special coming over, going out, buying the ingredients, bringing it back, and then knowing like the next day I'm going to cook it, cook me something. That's really cool, I feel like. Yeah, and I think, what else does she do? I don't know. She'll just like fill her day up with all these activities that bring her joy. And I thought that was just, wow, I never do that. For me, to fill my day up with joy, I always depended on other people. Like to watch a movie with me, or if they can't watch a movie with me, then I won't go watch the movie. But that's a bit silly if you think about it. It's like if you want to watch the movie, just go see the movie. Like, why do you need someone? So I think that's why it's like very empowering, because especially if you're someone who's always needed someone to do things with you. I think that's why it brings me confidence, because it's something that I thought I needed. I thought I needed someone else to be there, friends, family, to do these things with me. But being knowing that I can do it by myself, it's that makes me feel really good.
Like, it's like, of course it's nice to do it with a friend or like your partner or family, but it's also like this other, it's like nice to know that you're okay to do it alone too. Just being comfortable. I think it's like being more comfortable with yourself.
And like having conversations to yourself as well. Like for me, I like journaling. And you know, those quiet moments, I will journal and reflect and ask questions to myself. Like all the questions I ask you, I ask myself, like, why did I do that? Why did I feel that way? Why did I react that way?
It's so cool.
thank you.
It's very interesting. All these little things.
I think like with the, the confidence thing, like we said, why did, you know, that make, you know, doing things by ourselves make us feel more confident? I think the answer is it's because that was what was what we were insecure about.
And like maybe we couldn't, it's weird to do it by ourselves. Or we can't do it by ourselves.
It's like change, and it's kind of changing what's like considered normal in your head, I guess. So maybe for someone else, like doing something on your own, it won't even matter because they were already really independent to begin with.
But they're like, why, what's the problem?
But if you're, if there's another area you're not confident in, for example, if it's like, I know a common one is work. Feeling competent at work. If you don't feel competent, then you feel not confident. So it's like, well, what do you do there? Like, how do you shift your mind to make yourself feel competent? It's like, I guess that's imposter syndrome, right?
Or even just like finding what you're not competent at and like working on those things. Or finding more examples to work on those things and get more and more. And then you're like, oh, I can do it. It's not that hard. Or, reaching out to other colleagues or people outside of work, like dealing with similar things, and, just other ways to tackle it, because it's not always just one way. So maybe.
If it's like public speaking, for example, or presentations.
That used to freak me out so much. Even sometimes on calls, I'm still a bit scared. I don't know why.
It's like, should I mute myself now?
But I think preparation is really helpful to feel more competent and confident when you prepare more for work situations.
And figuring out exactly what you're incompetent in or you're not confident in, like that awareness, like what is it? Is it that you're not, you know, maybe you are a good speaker, but like why, I mean, like why are you – why is public speaking hard? Is it because there's a lot of people there? If that's the reason, then you can find like another way. Like maybe just if it's a Zoom call, like, don't look at them.
Yeah.
Don't have that view with everyone looking at you or whatever. Like, figuring out exactly what
your weakness is.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to, like, know your weaknesses as well.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be, like, overly confident either.
Yeah.
Because there's always things we can improve on and keep getting better at. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also important to be, like, humble but not feel shit about yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's such a fine line. It's so hard.
It is.
It's so, like, hard, guys. It's like, what do you guys do?
It's like, you don't want to be overconfident and be a cocky dickhead. But you don't want to be like that feeble, like, oh my God, I can't do anything. I'm not good at anything. Like that person either. Exactly. It's like, where's that middle ground?
Yeah. Exactly.
What do you guys think?
What do you guys think? I think it's like, okay, like you said, knowing your weaknesses, and if you're not good at something, then ask questions. Figure out a way to develop more and, like, learn more in that area to build your confidence in that area. And then, you'll always find other areas you can keep working on. So,
and even
it's constant, it's always.
Yeah, like, another thing is, like, is that even an area that you want to work on?
Yeah, maybe. Like, maybe you're like, oh, I don't want to be good at that.
Yeah, maybe your job is to, like, take, you know, like, bones out of fish or something, and you're not good at it, and you feel really not incompetent because you don't want the bones to go down people's throats, right?
Yeah.
But you're like, actually, this skill isn't important to me. Yeah. Like, I don't care about fish bones.
Yeah.
Like, even, like, realizing what the weakness is, it might not even be a weakness. It might be just like be a something mismatch.
You don't want to do.
It might be a mismatch. Yeah.
Sometimes you might confuse something as a weakness as just something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
But maybe some people are just really good at this thing. Or, so it depends what you're actually interested in making better.
Yeah.
Because if you're not interested in improving in that area, you're not going to improve in that area.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, exactly. And I think that's why, like, with our podcast, everything just happened so quickly. And even we had so many technical issues or, like, problems or, like, things that were, you know, even coming up with a name.
Yeah.
It was
hard.
We had, like,
100, 200 names thought up.
Exactly. Yeah. But we wanted to work on that. Like, we kept pushing.
Yeah. And then we got this name. Yeah. And we love this name now.
Freaking love it.
All right. So how should we wrap up today? Key takeaways.
Well, I think what we talked about today was confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence, like, through our career, looking back and, you know, giving ourselves a pat on the back. Like, we did well.
But even also, in episode 3.
But also acknowledging
little steps. Yeah.
Yeah. But also acknowledging that we've come far as well. Like, you know, looking back in our 20s, like, yep, that was great. Like, it was hard. Some bits were hard, but it was all really nice. Like, you know, looking back.
Mm-hmm.
And even with this podcast, we look back as well. Like, how far we've come. We're in episode 3 now. We've had really good feedback. We've had views.
Yeah. Like, all this feedback and all these views is, like, a bonus. Right? So we're just, taking some time. We're like, okay, we're happy. We're proud.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely things we want to explore and develop more on. And, learning so much. Every episode we learn so much.
And also,
isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. And also being able to just talk about things we really care about.
Yeah.
Like, confidence.
Yes. It's important.
Yeah. So confidence, like, through your projects, confidence through my projects.
Yeah.
What did I, Or, like, and confidence through, like, figuring out what, I don't know, just, like, areas that you have lower, like, self-worth or, like, you feel insecure about, and then turning that into something that, you know, something that you enjoy doing, like, turning into, like, a, I don't know if it's a power move, but, like, something that's, like, turning something that was a bit scary into something that it's actually like, wow, this is actually really good. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I think we covered a lot of things. I really hope that this episode, I mean, if you listen to the end, thank you again for listening so much. Leave us a comment down below if you listen to the end. And please follow us on Instagram at Asian Soup Podcast. We also have a TikTok now.
Yay! We have TikTok also at Asian Soup Podcast. So feel free to check it out.
And we also have a website, AsianSoupPodcast.com. But yeah, don't check that out because it's not fully ready yet. But don't yet.
We'll put it up when it's ready. But I think it's almost ready.
Well, I just said the URL so they could just go and check.
By the time this is out, I think it'll be ready.
And please leave a comment down below if, you know, if there are areas in your life that you weren't confident in and now you are confident, or maybe you're not confident yet, and maybe even like write down like what you're going to do to grow that confidence. Are you going to start a podcast? Do a podcast with us.
We'd love to hear any experiences or stories about confidence. Like, you know, I definitely think that there's different stages in life that, you know, you might be beaten down and you need to get back up again. And in different areas of your life as well, it might just be work, or it might just be relationships, or it might just be, I know, friendship. It's always different. So yeah, feel free to share with us. Thank you for listening.
Any ingredient is welcome. Woo! And this was the Asian Soup Podcast. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.